On this day, we celebrate what perhaps may be the most important of all the feasts of the Catholic calendar. For today, we celebrate the Annunciation of the Archangel St. Gabriel to the Most Holy Ever Virgin Mary. He announced to her and proposes to her a message from God. Gabriel tells her that if she agrees, she will become the mother of the Son of God. And of course, she's already aware that this would happen, but it still is something very tremendous. And indeed, it is. With this feast, the feast of Christmas and the feast of Easter, this perhaps may be the most important of all the three, because none of the others would have taken place if this had not taken place. And so the Blessed Mother is there, and of course we have thousands of beautiful, beautiful paintings of the Annunciation, one different from the other. One of my favorite ones is the one that is enshrined in the Basilica of Our Lady of Loreto, where the Holy House is, where this actually took place. Over the altar, it says, "Hic verbum caro factum est." Here, the Word was made flesh. And not too far from there is a chapel in honor of the very mystery that is commemorated there and today. And one of the things that makes me like that painting one of the most is that sitting at the foot of the Blessed Mother is a beautiful cat. And of course we know that we are very partial to cats. And so the Blessed Mother is there. She is always depicted as reading the sacred scriptures, perhaps the reading from the first reading of today's Mass from the book of the prophet St. Isaiah, when he predicts to Achaz, "Are you so impetuous that you not only do not want to honor me, but you do not honor God? And thus God will give you a sign. The virgin shall be with child." And of course, the word that is used for virgin means permanently a virgin. It's not just a young virgin who is going to marry and lose her virginity. It's not an old maid. No, it's a young virgin who is permanently, forever a virgin. And the Blessed Mother, of course, is perturbed, as St. Luke tells us. And then, after he tells, she says, "How on earth is this going to happen?" She says, "I do not know man." And she had no plans of knowing man. And the angel says, "Fear not, Mary. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and the power of the Most High will come upon you. And that which you shall conceive in your womb will be called Jesus, the Son of the Most High." And therefore, you see, Mary is the first person to hear announced the reality of the Blessed Trinity, who God actually is, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They're all there together with them in this most sacred space, which today is in the Church of Our Lady of Loreto in Italy. And so she says, "Let it be done unto me according to thy word." And at that moment, the Son of God, through the Holy Spirit, enters into her womb and becomes man. And all the mysteries of our faith and our salvation are possible. They take place, they originate in this most sacred, most wonderful moment of the Annunciation, of the incarnation of the Son of God in the womb of the ever-Virgin Immaculate Mary. May we continue to love and worship Him, and as we love and worship Him, may we continue to honor in the highest possible way that is possible in the faith, in the Church, the Most Holy, Ever-Virgin, and Immaculate Mary. May she be with us, protect us, and guide us all the days of our life. May we too with her say to God, let it be done to me according to thy word. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.